Coach Quinn, let's commend him for a minute. He's done a wonderful job of keeping this team together, you know, playing hard, taking care of each other. So from that standpoint, so there really hasn't been those big collisions. But I know that what I've been impressed with William is his size and his tough demeanor with him. I mean, he's in a linebacker body, but he's moving well. Once again, same thing like with Collins, he missed the OTAs and things like that. So every day is also a learning experience, but I like his veteran-like attitude and his toughness.
How's Allen's range? I mean, you couldn't see it as a cornerback, but now he's got to cover a lot of ground.
Yeah, he's got speed and range. I mean, that's why we put him there. That's what we're looking for. But I think that whole position is going to be a great battle. We got some younger guys in there that are doing really well, too. And like I said, I like his demeanor. Serious about it. First guy in the building, along with a lot of other guys here in the morning, and he takes his business serious.
Coach said the cornerbacks are, because one last four, please. The cornerbacks, Coach said that competition is real. You got a lot of long guys over there that he wants to look at, and, how's that group doing? How's sophomore doing his conversion?
Well, I think all of those positions, okay, in terms of the corners and the safeties, what we've done a great job in the back end is rotating those guys through a lot of positions, okay? I mean, a lot of guys are playing the corner, they're playing the nickel, they're playing the safety, and what we're trying to do is get the right fit. And right now, I think the guys that, from the back end standpoint, they've been doing a tremendous job with that, and they're all coming along just fine.
With so many guys, numbers wise, how do you figure out what the right amount of snaps is to get guys running them in and out with this many guys actually?
Well, I think we try to, there's some guys that are veteran guys. Let's take JD for an example, or let's say Babs, who's been in the league for 45 years. Those guys like that, you know what they're all about. Yeah, you got to get them in football shape, which means conditioning and hitting, but the thing is, we know what they're about, so what we're trying to do is develop the younger players. So right now on the script, it has equal reps for really ones and twos, and threes are a little bit less, but we've been rolling the threes with the twos. There might be a third guy that one day we might play him with the ones. And also what it does, it creates a competition, which we're all about at the positions, where guys don't know that, hey, man, I got it made here. You know what I mean? I don't have to compete. And all the guys are doing a great job. Great. I've been really impressed with, I'm talking about defense, with the team's attitude and the closeness that we're trying to develop.
So when you get guys off here back in the meeting room, when you're talking about maybe how things didn't go well, if you don't know it, you got to get off the field. I mean, that's quickly. If you don't know what you're doing.
Well, that's our job to coach, and that's their job to learn. And like I said, right now I think everybody's doing a great job with it. But we go up here in a few minutes, critique it. We go downstairs and show them. And everything we do, we keep within closed doors and come back out. And every day's a day trying to compete and get better.
Obviously, DQ is a good defensive mind. How has that impacted your role here?
Well, I know Coach Quinn from way back when we were together at San Francisco when he came in. It's excellent. I'm learning a lot from him every day. You know what I mean? We're trying to do things exactly the way he wants them to be done. And we're here, early morning, late at night. And anytime I've got a question about anything, I bring it right directly to him. How do you want to play this? What would you do here? Boom, boom, boom. And he's been very, very helpful.